As young girls, Katie Payne and her sister Maureen were both competitive gymnasts. Now they've joined the dozens of women and girls who say a renowned sports doctor sexually abused them. Dr. Larry Nassar was a god in the world of elite gymnastics, and that status may have helped keep his young victims quiet and let adults dismiss their allegations. Michigan Radio's Kate Wells has that story, which might be disturbing for some.
Katie Payne lives out in California now, but she grew up in the Detroit area, and her mom still lives there. And a few months ago, her mom was driving to work, and she heard this story on the news that Dr. Larry Nassar, this big-time U.S. Olympic gymnastics doctor and Michigan State University sports doctor, was being accused of sexual abuse. It was only 4 a.m. in California, but Katie's mom called her right away.
Yeah, she woke me up and told me, she asked me if she was like, isn't that the doctor that you and Moo saw?
Moo is the family nickname for Maureen, Katie's sister. And they were both elite gymnasts back when they were 12 and 14 years old. And as soon as Katie gets off the phone with her mom, she starts Googling around, reading these news stories.
You know, I wasn't shocked. I figured there were other people because this was this thing that he was passing off as a medical treatment. Horrified, of course. I guess I just knew I wasn't alone.
In fact, both Katie and Maureen say that they were abused by Dr. Nassar. In their lawsuits against him, they say Nassar told them that he was treating them for pain, but he would penetrate them with his fingers repeatedly without their consent. When you hear stories like this, spanning decades from dozens and dozens of women, it is hard to wrap your mind around how this stayed quiet for so long. But Katie says you have to understand, gymnastics at this level is grueling, 30 hours a week, year-round training. You are always in pain. You are always injured. You are always under pressure to get better fast. And here's this incredible Olympic gymnastics doctor that you are lucky enough to even live near.
And there was tons of pressure from our coaches to see him. Like, I remember when I saw another doctor, and I remember our coaches were like, didn't want to believe anything that this doctor said. It was like they only would, you know, listen to what Larry Nassar said.
We reached out to two of Katie and Maureen's former coaches. They did not respond. But one gymnastics coach that we did reach, who did not train Katie or Maureen, said that Larry Nassar back then really was the only doctor that you would want your gymnast to see, that there wasn't anybody else who could treat them as expertly and help them recover as thoroughly. Professor Gretchen Kerr at the University of Toronto has spent years studying athletes who are abused, especially gymnasts, and she says they are gradually groomed to accept even abusive behavior, to be part of this larger machine that's focused entirely on performance excellence.
And to get that performance excellence, you need a team of young gymnasts who are compliant, all following orders, not disrupting the system in any particular way.
Now, a handful of women say they did tell their coach or their trainers at Michigan State University about Nassar's abuse. But they say they were told, even by MSU, that they must have misunderstood what Nassar was doing. For Katie Payne and her sister Maureen, who were not at MSU, they made the call to put their names out there to talk about this as a family publicly. When I talked with Maureen on the phone, Katie's sister, she was feeding her brand new baby.
And I know, you know, now what my mom is going through, the feeling that she has, knowing that she sent us to him. You know, me having children myself, I just, it's hit a little bit closer to home to me.
Michigan State University has hired an outside law firm to investigate the conduct of its employees, including allegations that some school staff turned a blind eye to this abuse. At this point, police say they have gotten 80 complaints about Nassar. Dozens of women have filed lawsuits against him, and he's facing multiple criminal charges. For Michigan Radio News, I'm Kate Wells.